Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
From the Dogfish Head Brewery, Sam Calagione.
It's been a long, strange, but wonderful trip.
From the Boston Beer Company, Jim Cook. Welcome back to the Friday Beer Buzz, Jim.
Well, it's nice to be back.
They're normally from Aberdeenshire in Scotland. From BrewDog, we have James Watt and Martin Dickey. Welcome to the show, guys.
Biggest mission today is just to make other people as passionate about great craft beers as we are.
And now, the three-time winner of the Pennsylvania Association of Broadcasters Excellence in Broadcasting Award. The recipient of two Pennsylvania Associated Press Broadcasters Association Awards for Excellence. Promoting and advancing the craft and microbrew culture in Northeast PA. This is another edition of
The Friday Beer Buzz!
Beer Buzz, powered by Sabatini's Pizza and Sabatini's Bottle Shop and Bar in Exeter. Sabatini's, with the area's greatest selection of rare craft and imported beers, growlers and crowlers and 37 rotating drafts at Sabatini's Pizza and Sabatini's Bottle Shop and Bar, Wyoming Avenue in Exeter. Hello, everybody.
Good morning. Good morning. Bill, good morning. How are you?
Happy Friday. The yelling of it's the Friday Beer Buzz has now become my favorite part of the show.
It's sixth on my list, but I'm going to pay attention better next week, and maybe it'll jump up. I do rank all my favorite parts as well, though. That's what one thing we have in common. How are you this morning, sir?
I'm fine. I'm working on shoveling for the third or fourth time in 2 days now. We have another 6 or 7 inches overnight on top of another 5 or 6 inches yesterday. So, yeah, lots of snow.
Oh, jeez.
And we have Lindo from Sabatini's.
Very busy.
Lindo, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm fantastic.
You made it in here where the road's okay?
Yeah, the roads are fine. You just have to go slow. You know, there's a little bit of slush on them around here, but that's not too bad. Yeah.
I'm very excited to find out what this beer is he put in front of me. We're going to find out in a few minutes. It's very aromatic. I smell it, and I'm like, oh, it smells fruity, but don't tell me anything yet. Okay. Don't tell me anything yet. But we're going to check in with Bill. Bill from mybeerbuzz.com. You have some beer news for us. What do you got today?
We do. We have some exciting beer news today, and our first tidbit comes from one of my favorites and part of our intro, Sam Calagione at Dogfish Head Brewing. They have a beer that is very famous, one of my favorites of theirs, called Worldwide Stout, and it's a really strong imperial stout. But if that is not enough fun, they will be, for 2021, bringing it back in aged in Utopius barrels. And we've talked about Utopius. Utopius is a Boston beer, Samuel Adams, crazy, crazy barrel-aged beer that is put out every year. And so Worldwide Stout will be aged once again in Utopius barrels. And this comes out of the partnership, the buyout, the acquisition of Dogfish Head by Boston Beer. That is a big beer, 17.2% ABV. It comes in 12-ounce bottles. And one of my favorite beer festival memories is fighting through like a mosh pit to get a Worldwide Stout handed to me by Sam Calagione himself. So,
please tell me that was about 2 years ago. Beer. Please tell me the mosh pit thing was 2 years ago. Please.
This is like 20 90s. Years ago.
I'm with you on that. I feel it. I haven't been there in a while myself. What else do you got?
Sierra Nevada has two new beers coming. I'm excited to report probably the first news about both of these. We know them from Chico, California, and from Mills River, North Carolina. They have something called Pale Bock Malt Liquor coming out. And, you know, malt liquor used to have a negative connotation in 40-ounce bottles and, you know, bang for the buck, how strong a beer can you buy for as cheap as a dollar amount as you can. But it's making a resurgence in the craft beer end of things. So Pale Bock malt liquor, 6.8% ABV and 16-ounce cans. And they have a private beer society, Sierra Nevada does, called Alpha Hop Society. And if you join that society, you are entitled to different releases of beers that are only available in that society. And they are coming out with Blueberry Maple Stout. And if you guess that this is brewed with blueberries and maple syrup, you'll be guessing correct. It comes in at 13% ABV, and it will be packaged in 12.7-ounce bottles. So if you have not joined, these societies are a really fun way to get unique beers shipped to your door. And many of the breweries, especially the West Coast breweries, have them. So that's one we're looking forward to. That'll be a 2021 release. And we have talked a little bit about blending beers over the last 3 or 4 weeks and how popular that is. So I'm happy to report that Firestone Walker is coming out with something called 2021 Dark Ray, R-A-Y. And it is a Brewmaster's Reserve Series beer, and it is a bourbon barrel aged and blended ale, and it is brewed with vanilla, cocoa nibs, and toasted coconut. That bad boy will hit 11.6% ABV and 40 IBU, and it'll be packaged in really cool looking 12-ounce bottle.
Bill, what were those ingredients again? I thought I heard the word cocoa nibs, but I'm not sure if that's a thing.
Yeah, so it is a thing.
Okay.
It's vanilla, cocoa nibs, and toasted coconuts. Brewers, you know, we don't realize when I make chocolate chip cookies, I'm putting in like a cup of chocolate chips. Or for really good cookies, I'm putting in 2 cups of chocolate chips.
Yeah.
They are putting in sometimes hundreds of pounds of cocoa. For brewing supply, they have these things called cocoa nibs. And there are various ways you can get them and package them in various flavors. But in general, yeah, it's just a little chunk of cocoa. Not like we would think, you know, like milk chocolate chips, although they can use those. These are more bitter, more dark chocolate because the beer, you don't want to make the beer too sweet. And then it becomes cloy. So they're not as sweet as you would think. But yeah, cocoa nibs.
I'm going to take that on as a nickname in some way. I don't know how. I think it's, I don't work that into my day to day. Is that all for the beer news? You got more? Because this is a good list.
Yeah.
That is.
No, let's do one little bit, one last little tidbit of beer news. Everybody's doing tequila barrel aging. Now I'm excited to report that Terrapin, our friend and pal and many time guest on the show, Spike Bukowski, is doing a tequila barrel watermelon goza. It'll be part of the 2021 Reserve Series, 5% ABV and 16-ounce cans. And Jason, we haven't exposed you to Goza yet. Goza is sort of a sour/salted style of beer that I'm sure we will bring in and have on the show sometime. Yeah,
and I do like tequila. I'm not sure how much that plays into the brewing process. If it just is a subtle flavor that works its way in, yeah, I'm guessing.
Yeah. Yeah, I think with that one, it's probably subtle flavor. It's only 5% ABV, so it's not picking up a lot of sugar, fermentable sugar. So, yeah, I think you're getting just a little tweak of flavor.
Yeah, as a novice here, I kind of was going to say just an observation from the beer news. As a novice to this, I really like when they tell you in the title what's in there because it makes it a little easier. Because
if
you get something like, you know, it just goes, you know, blueberry maple, you're like, okay, blueberry maple. But when it's like, you know, outdoorsman space dog, and you're like, oh, I don't know what I'm about to drink here. So it's
good. Yeah, well, it's entertaining, actually, to have someone new to beer on the show because it gives us an opportunity and an excuse to revisit a lot of things that we have done in shows in the past that, you know, we've explained in previously. So it's kind of fun having a novice back on the show. And we do have a beer today. Lindo is digging it out of the cellar. It comes to us from Schmaltz Brewing in Clifton Park, New York. And it is called Hebrew, H-E-Brew, Rejuvenator, and it is a 2014 vintage of this beer. So we've had Schmaltz Brewing on the show. Their founder was founded in 1996. Their founder is Jeremy Cohen. And Jeremy was voted, I don't know, Nancy, if you remember, Jeremy was voted the deepest voice on the show.
Oh, he had a great radio voice.
Then he's not allowed here. I get very sensitive about that.
He had this booming bass, all about that bass kind of voice. He is famous for starting, there's a lot of like shtick, a lot of naming stuff with Hebrew beers. Their very first beer was called Genesis. There's a lot of biblical references in their beers. But, Lindo, this one's special because it's 2014, and correct me if I'm wrong here, you're going to have it on draft as well?
It is on draft right now. We don't have it in bottles. It's only available on draft. We can pour draft to go, but one of the reasons why, after I tasted this beer, once we first tapped it, why I wanted to do it is to talk about what can happen when you age a beer. So, I mean, what a lot of times you're aging beer, higher ABV, or some different Belgian ales you can age. And this is just started out as a Belgian double, but as it spent time in the cellar in a keg, I mean, it definitely morphed into something different than what it was in the beginning. And when you taste beers that age, I mean, this is not what it was in the beginning, but I still think it's delicious in its own way. So from what a Belgian double is, it's normally a little sweet. You're not really going to have much tartness. But with this, when it developed 7 years in a keg, I mean, it started to drink more like a Flemish sour. So, I mean, it's not sour, but it's definitely tart. You're getting a completely different flavor than I would have ever expected out of a double. And some people are even saying that it starts to slide towards a barley wine because of what happens to the malt when it ages.
I'm trying to see what I make of this.
This was a really unique beer in its day, and so I would think aging would put another unique twist on it. It's what we call a double doppel. So it is a blend, again, here we go, blending, of a Belgian-style double and a Euro-style lager called a Doppelbock. So they call it this double doppel. And if that's not enough fun, they have California Merlot grapes and New York State Concord grapes added to the beer. And if all of that is not enough fun, it is fermented with Belgian Abbey and Trappist-style yeast. So you get this crazy, and this is what one of the things that Schmaltz is known for, this crazy blend of things and styles that go into a beer that create Hebrew Rejuvenator 2014.
I like it. It doesn't have a lot of the bubblies.
I'm so jealous.
What's about the carbonation or
whatever? Yeah, with aging, one of the things you lose in our aging sometimes is carbonation. And another thing, I mean, I did pour this last night, so it's been in a growler. So I mean, in the growler,
it's good though.
You may lose a touch of carbonation, but with this, I think that not being very highly carbonated, it's a little better because you're able to taste more of the flavor.
Yeah, it's very smooth and like again, I don't know, but maybe I have some sort of lung issue. It's warming my chest as well. Is that just I'm a very big lightweight?
That's called alcohol.
Okay, is that all? It is. I've never really noticed that in my life. I think it's just I've drank, I grew up, you know, I was like, here, I'm sure you guys probably love this beer too. I said that with 100 pounds of sarcasm on it. You know, my friends and I, we could afford Keystone Light as a 21 plus when we were in college and stuff. Right. That's the stuff I was exposed to. I didn't have a beer drinking in my family. So as I get exposed to this stuff, I find the good stuff is like good.
Hey, we've done Keystone Light on this show.
Have you really?
Yes.
We have, yes. this beer, Jason, this beer hits 8% ABV. So that warming that you're experiencing is part of that. And when they're aged, many times, you know, I don't know how much this is in a keg, but many times there are residual sugars left over and residual yeast. So it may go into the keg at 8%, but it probably comes out a little bit stronger. I would say this is probably more in the 9%, 9.5%. And we should mention aging. You know, aging a beer isn't something you should do with every beer. You know, hoppy beers, you don't want to age. But big beers like this, Belgian-style beers, big imperial stouts, big ABV beers can be aged. You do want to age them properly. Try to find a dark location. You don't want them in the sun. Try to find an even temperature. You know, in a cardboard box in the basement may sound silly, but that's a perfect place to age beer. We always say on the show, you don't want to put it on the parcel tray or the trunk of your car in the sun in July.
I'm learning so much.
You know, sun and heat will ruin a beer. Cold, not as much, but cold can ruin a beer as well. So if you are going to age a beer, especially a bottled beer or a canned beer, age it carefully. This is a keg beer, So they age a little bit different.
They do age a little different, but I mean, not a lot of people are aging kegs. I mean, we do, of course, for our tasting area at the bar. But I mean, in a keg, same thing. You want to keep constant temperature. You don't have to worry about light. I mean, it is closed, but you do have to worry about constant temperature.
Right. Okay. And so we want to let people know this is. Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, Smaltz Brewing was famous because Jeremy Cohen hand squeezed everything as a fruit for his very first beer, the pomegranate. He hand bottled everything, and he delivered everything in his grandmother's Volvo wagon.
That's a story. I like that.
Nice. This is available at Sabatini's, by the way, as Lindo mentioned before. Again, right. It is on draft.
On draft. You can have it in-house or to go.
All right, so we've been talking about Schmaltz Brewing Company's Hebrew Rejuvenator. This is a 2014 vintage. The Friday Beer Buzz, powered by Sabatini's Pizza and Sabatini's Bottle Shop and Bar in Exeter. The area's greatest selection of rare craft and imported beers, growlers and crowlers, and 37 rotating drafts at Sabatini's Pizza and Sabatini's Bottle Shop and Bar, Wyoming Avenue in Exeter. See you, Bill, for my Beer Buzz. We'll talk to you next week.
Happy Friday. Stay safe out there.
Hope you don't have to shovel out too much more. And he does bake chocolate chip cookies and many other cool things. All right. And Lindo, we'll talk to you next week as well.
Thank you for this beer,
the Friday Beer Buzz, bringing good beers and good people together.